These were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Murder is the charge. Murder is the charge. I'm standing here in disbelief as to the charge, which they must prove. And to this, I maintain my innocence.
The FBI maintains over 6 billion pages of paper records and a similar number of automated records. It is a mountain growing bigger and busier with each passing day. We are investigators focused on preventing terrorism and solving the most sophisticated crimes. Perhaps that is why the seemingly mundane tasks of proper records creation, maintenance, dissemination, and retrieval have not received the appropriate level of senior management attention.
America needs an energy plan that faces up to our energy challenges and meets them. Vice President Cheney and many members of my cabinet spent months analyzing our problems and seeking solutions. The result is a comprehensive series of more than 100 recommendations that light the way to a brighter future through energy that is abundant and reliable, cleaner, and more affordable.
It was crafted behind closed doors with a lot of input from energy executives and in a highly secretive way that doesn't serve the public interest. It focuses on drilling and production at the expense of our environment and conservation. And it does nothing to help people who need relief right now.
Israel has an ongoing set of operations to bring this violence to an end by directing ourselves against those security services and Mr. Arafat's fundamentalist allies who are engaged in war against Israel. Every nation must defend its people. It's the minimal responsibility of government.
They are killing children and they are killing the innocent people. They are killing the civilian Palestinian people in addition to the military. For this reason, we are justifying every operation against the Israeli to convince them that no security for the Palestinians and no security for the Israelis.